Hey everybody, welcome to Broken Glass, the Sunny Side. My name is Sunshiny Day. This goes out to everybody around the world. You know how it goes. Talking, journaling, doing my thing. So I want to talk about opportunity for a hot second. So opportunity is one of those weird things. It's something that just doesn't knock at our door, but sometimes it does. And sometimes it's up to us to take those opportunities to see them through, whether that's jobs or life or relationships or something new that you've just met or someone new you've just met. Taking a leap and seeing where those opportunities are go. And sometimes those opportunities don't go anywhere. Sometimes those opportunities flourish into amazing, beautiful things. As of late, I've really opened myself up to all sorts of opportunities, especially a dating scene again. I've been burned so many times in my life that, you know, I've kind of shut down that side of me. I've put those feelings in a box, and I've recently let them open again. And it's being reminiscent of why I remembered why I shut them down in the first place. You know, it's rejection and hurts and all that is really painful sometimes, and there's only so much a person can take. As I'm getting into my older years of life, it's interesting, especially living in a heteronormative society where it's all about love being shoved down your throat and you're not anything without a partner kind of thing. You begin to wonder what life is like with a partner and with a serious person. And yeah, when you've never experienced it, it's like you're missing out on the piece of the cake that no one ever offered you to have as a kid. But at the same time, you know, it's, they say you can't miss something you've never had. And it's true, you can't miss something you've never had. But it's all about opportunity. And I took an opportunity last night to tell someone how I felt, and well, they said their heart belonged to someone else. So there's that. But as far as other opportunities, as far as like work and everything, that's going great. So I'm taking those opportunities, following up and making strides and becoming a more career successful person. I'm beginning to understand, and I understand why some people choose love over career and career over love. Because love is a full-time thing on its own sometimes. And, you know, love can be very draining as it is fulfilling. And right now in our world, there's all sorts of craziness and emotions and high anxieties and things flying around with people. And I feel like I'm the normal one. I feel like I'm the normal one these days. I feel like I have my shit together, even though, like, I'm barely keeping my shit together. But yeah, I just wanted to let you all know that when opportunities knock, sometimes you gotta answer the door, and sometimes you gotta knock on opportunity's door. You can't just sit around waiting for life to be like, here you go, here's your silver platter, here's everything you ever wanted on it. Sometimes you just gotta go and make those opportunities, or make those people see you, or be like, hey, I'm here, opportunity. Yeah, opportunity, life, love. It's interesting. As long as you're living life happily and not hurting yourself or anybody else, then that's what you should be doing. And living it to the fullest, helping your fellow person, helping yourself. Falling in love, falling out of love, making career choices. Remember, though, money's just money at the end of the day. We can't take it with us. We need trees, and we need each other more than we need trees. Then we need money. But yeah, I just wanted to give a slice of my words of experiences through opportunities and men and career and yada yada. And it's been a minute since I've recorded an episode, so I thought maybe you guys would like to hear my voice again. But yeah, I remember when opportunity comes around, sometimes you got to take that chance, whether it ends badly or not, whether it goes anywhere or not, whether it's fruitful or not. Sometimes you got to answer opportunity's knock, and sometimes you got to knock on opportunity's door. Remember, live life fully. You only have one life. What would your 80-year-old self tell you to do? That's what I always ask myself when I'm in times of like, well, what should I have done? I ask my 80-year-old self, say, and usually that 80-year-old self says, do it, because you never know. You never know. So, when opportunity knocks, are you going to answer? Thanks for listening to The Broken Side. Thanks for listening to The Sunny Side, The Broken Side. Thanks for listening to The Sunny Side, Broken Glass.